Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Late Night Randomness Podcast. I am your host, Kiwi, and currently, I am holding in my hand an ancient relic, a freaking Game Informer. I haven't seen these shits in forever. I really thought they went extinct a while back, but apparently not. This is issue 327. My god, these are old as fuck. But other than this, I did want to talk about some things I've read inside this Game Informer, including the PlayStation 5, Xbox, whatever the hell they're calling their new system, and a few games I found out that you might actually like to hear about. The first thing, let's get it out of the way, the prices, my guesses for the prices for the Xbox and the PlayStation, because they're still not out, not even this Game Informer knows the secrets, so I'm going to go off on a wild guess and say that the prices for the PS5 specifically is going to be $499 to $599, depending on how much storage you want. I believe the Xbox One and Xbox One X did that, so I feel like they might be the same, but knowing them, they might price theirs a little bit lower, or I would say lower based off of the PlayStation 5's price, since they have done that before. So I'm gonna say at most $600 for the most expensive PS5, and maybe the same for the Xbox X. I'm gonna just call it an Xbox now. Xbox X Series is too long to say. So that's my guess for the PS5 and Xbox. $499 for, let's say, I would guess like 2 terabytes or 5 terabytes, however, and $599 for 10 or something. I don't know how much storage they're putting in there, but that's my guess so far for that. Another thing that I found out in this Game Informer is that, oh god, I just fucking choked on my own words for a second, that GTA fucking 5 is going to be ported to the Xbox, to the PS5 halfway through 2021. All the memes about not getting a new fucking GTA, they're right, we're really not gonna get one. That's gonna be on hold for like 2025 or something. It's really sad to see, I'm not gonna lie. GTA 5, last GTA ever. Oh my god. But moving on to new games that I've actually found that people might like. The Resident Evil series, they're actually coming out with a new one. I don't think they know when that's going to be released yet, but it's called Resident Evil Village. I guess they're going to start calling that REV or something. But Resident Evil Village is actually going to take place right after RE7, following Ethan and Mia, I believe her name was, path after leaving the house, and where were they, a swamp? But yeah, it follows them after that, going to someplace. I didn't read too much into it, but yeah. I wonder if they're gonna, since I did beat RE7, or at least I've seen the endings in some of the other minigames, and Chris Redfield is in there. So I wonder if he's actually going to be making a comeback in the new Resident Evil. Same with probably Jill Valentine. I think that's his sister, right? They're related. What the? Wait, hold on. Let me search that up. Fuck it, I can't find it. Well, fuck me. I don't remember. I was probably right. I was probably wrong. I don't fucking know. I haven't played it. The last RE game I've actually played was the Resident Evil 3 remake that it was. I believe it was RE3, right? I could be completely wrong. It's probably not RE3. Wow, I don't know why I'm drawing such a brain fart today. Holy fuck. Oh my god, where? Yes, it was. Resident Evil 3 Remake. Oh my god, I fucking just... Oof, it went right over my head. I don't know why I second-guessed myself so bad. If you came here for good commentary and shit, you came to the wrong place. But... new Resident Evil game, Resident Evil Village, REV, taking place right after Resident Evil 7. And that's all I know about it for now. You can probably do some more research into it. I don't know if they announced... They announced it publicly. It's in this Game Informer. They announced it. Alright, moving on to another game that I found out. Another Tony Hawk game. Last time I played a Tony Hawk game was back on GameCube. I don't know if any of you guys know what a Tony Hawk game is, but Tony Hawk games are, like, pro skater, are skateboarding games. So if you don't know Tony Hawk, he's a skateboarder, famous for it, and they made games about it. And this new Tony Hawk game is actually coming out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, being released on September 4th. It's going to be about two players, as far as the Game Informer says, which, believable. Because every other Tony Hawk game that I've played was at max two players. So, yeah. I'm actually really happy to see that, only for the fact that I could probably relive my childhood with my older brother and play Tony Hawk again. But I'm curious on it coming out for PC, of all things. Like, if anything, wouldn't it come out... GameCube is Switch, is Nintendo, right? Yes, Nintendo GameCube. I don't know why they didn't put it on the Switch. It'd be weird. But other than that, another game that's coming out is another Crash Bandicoot game, Crash Bandicoot 4. And that's coming out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Coming out on October 2nd. That game actually does bring back a little bit of memories, even though I haven't played many of the original games. The only one that I actually played, and I'm probably going to get hate for it, is Crash Bandicoot Crash Team Racing, I believe it's called. It's really the only one I played, and fucking I'm happy about it. It was a nice game. I love it. I'll play it again. But honestly, I might play this once it comes out, but that also means I would have to get an Xbox or a PlayStation 4. I don't own either. I'm a PC man. But this next game is what I'm happy about. The one game that gives me happiness for the future of gaming. Samurai Jack, A Battle Through Time. I don't know if any of you guys remember Samurai Jack. It was on Cartoon Network, then Boomerang, Adult Swim. I heard it recently, like last year, actually finished the entire series. Well, it's not a series, but actually had its final episode. But I'm really gonna go back and rewatch Samurai Jack. That game is that show. I don't know why I keep fucking up. Is a really good show. I really do. I would say you guys should check it out. It's a nice show. But Samurai Jack: A Battle Through Time is gonna be coming out on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. It's coming out on everything as of August 21st, which is only a month away, less than a month away. My God, that. Samurai Jack! If you don't know it, search it up and get educated. Fucking love it. Another game that I've actually found and play a little bit of is a game called Carry On. It's actually a horror game where you play as the monster, breaking out of a facility and practically killing everyone that kept you there. And it's a game that came out on Steam a day or two ago as of uploading this. On June 23rd, I believe. And this game was actually... Well... I've been watching this game for a while. Only because a demo of it has been out... Came out a while ago. And just now is it coming out with a full game on Steam for about, what, $10 it was? Or $20? I believe it was. I don't remember. I just paid for it and bought it only because I was waiting for this game. It's still fun. It's really fun. I would recommend it. The last game I want to talk about today is a game called The Medium, which is not out yet, but it's coming out for Steam and it's going to be coming out around the holidays of this year. If you guys don't know it or haven't heard of it yet, The Medium is a game about a girl who is classified or called a medium. A person who could, as much as I would call, someone who could communicate with the afterlife? I don't know exactly what mediums do. Do mediums do? I have no clue, so I'm Googling it real quick. Psychic medium. Okay, I'm getting sketchy websites. Never mind, I'm not going to search it up. I'm going to just tell you exactly what I know from it. But the description of this game is discover a dark mystery only a medium can solve. Travel to an abandoned communist resort and use your unique psychic abilities to uncover its deeply disturbing secrets. Solve dual reality puzzles, survive encounters with sinister spirits, and explore two realities at the same time. Now, watching the trailer for this game, it reminded me of two games, The Evil Within, and what the fuck was that game with the two prisoners that escaped from prison? But one was actually a cop trying to get revenge for his dead brother. I don't remember the name of that game, but that's the game it makes me think of. And A Way Out, that's the name of the game. I believe it is. But those are the two games it makes me think of, only because throughout the game, you'll be getting like this split-screen effect, where it's the same character that looks slightly different, and you're going through this place that kind of looks like The Evil Within, and just doing shit. Whatever the fuck mediums do, I don't fucking know. But through the screenshots that are on Steam at the moment, and the two trailers that have been released, it looks like a really good game, and I'm going to be playing it on my YouTube channel as soon as the game comes out. But as of now, we're going to have to wait. I'm going to keep updated on that, because so far, it really does look like a nice game. I'm all into horror. I love horror. Horror's my favorite. October, baby. Woo. But, yeah. Those are my thoughts about the current games that are coming out so far. But so far, from the look of it, other than Resident Evil, GTA, and Carry On, most games that are coming out, other than other games that I haven't announced, but most games that are coming out are remakes of older games or continuations of older games, or just a new game based off of an old IP. But it's nice seeing the old stuff that everybody liked before come back and be brought into the light for newer people, well, for new gamers to see and potentially fall in love with. Like, Samurai Jack, that's a show that went on for a bit, stopped, came back about a year ago, and then finished, and now it's getting a game. Other than the actual show, the only time you would hear about Samurai Jack was a game, I believe, that was on GameCube, that was a Smash clone. I really don't think there's any other games that were like that had Samurai Jack in it. But it's nice seeing some show get turned into a game. But that also is a weird thing. I don't know of any besides this example I'm about to say. Is there any other game that you've actually played and liked? Actually, scratch that. Have you ever played a game that was based off of a movie before? The only game that I think has done that is fucking The Incredibles. The first one did have a game tied to it that was released, I believe, on the GameCube. And it wasn't that good, but it was still fun. But I might be wrong. I don't know if there's a lot of games based off of movies or TV shows. I believe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a game that I know off the top of my head that is based off of a show. We'll just do a quick Google search real quick. The GoldenEye 007 is based off of a movie? Okay, no, okay, scratch that. There's a lot of games based off of movies. parent in Batman is obviously one of them. I don't know why I didn't think of that. But yeah, there's a lot of, there's actually a lot. Aliens, forgot about that. They came out like, how long ago? 2013? I don't even think that's the Aliens that I'm thinking of. But yeah, there apparently is a lot of games based off of movies, but also not that many at the same time. There's like, what, 20? 20 games? I'd say less than 50, probably. Not counting, like, well-known movies like Spider-Man and Batman and the Alien series. But it's so far, like I've said before, games are starting to just bring back older IPs. They're just bringing back old things that people used to see, well, used to know, and hoping that people still like them, as far as I would know. I like to see unique games that come out, like Carry On and The Medium. Those two games are unique as far as I know. And, like I said before, I do recommend Carry On. That game is really fun so far. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about today. Hope you guys have a good night, day, or whatever time you're listening to this, and I hope you guys keep having a good day, whatever. See ya.